The Notaries Unsealed podcast is brought to you by the Georgia Notary Network and Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions. Coming up on this episode.
Yeah, because I think folks were afraid of being too vulnerable.
Y'all got to be crazy. I'm like, don't y'all realize who you talking to? I'm like, haven't y'all realized that Griff is not going to change for any of y'all?
With me being me, because that is a part of me, I don't sleep that much. It's allowed Captivated to become what Captivated is. It's allowed me to do additional work.
Real smooth this time. We know the reads unsealed. That's my everyday life.
Yeah.
We know the reads unsealed. Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We know the reads unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and cue the podcast. You can't hold us. Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word.
What's going on, Notary World? Welcome back to another episode of Notaries Unsealed. I'm your host, Q. I got my guys with me, Mathurin and Uncle Griff. Say what's up to the people, fellas.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Oh, man, I am back. I'm back this week. I just want to thank the guys for holding it down last week. You guys did an amazing job. last week, so I'm back.
Welcome back, man. Missed you last week.
Yeah, you got them herbs.
I got them herbs.
He got his herbs in them.
Mm-hmm. He all grass-fed now. He's doing much better. He was on grain-fed last week, and he was feeling sick. But this week, he on grass-fed, so he's grass-fed, all nice.
Y'all ain't see the Instagram videos of him walking around people's gardens now that it's nice outside, just picking flowers and eating petals.
Sure, don't give me any ideas now. I just might.
Gonna be a large Haitian man in Boston going through people's gardens.
Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing. Pulling up yucca roots out of people's backyards.
Sure, I'm over here getting stuff they didn't know was there, you know, because they don't know nothing about it.
Mm. Like, ladies and gentlemen, if you see him in the night, it is not Bigfoot.
Yeah. It's nothing to be worried about. He's just making you a nice tonic. He's making you a hot toddy.
That's it. And I got you feeling better by next week.
What's up, bro?
Oh, no much, man. Shoot, man. Today I had my first auto loan. And then the guy, when I was sitting there, he said, he decided to pick me for the note. He's Google, I guess, notary near me. I came up and he actually said he watched some of my YouTube videos.
Thank you very much.
And oh, really? While watching That's awesome. Them, yeah. And I don't know. He said one of the ones I was looked, he was looked at was me telling other notaries how they need to get out there and take orders, like the $30, the $60, and all that. And he's like, man, I'm going to support this guy.
I like the way this guy talks.
And I was like, okay. And went all the way up. It was about a 45 minute drive to where he was at and paid me well and all of that good stuff. And he was like, yeah, I support local businesses and this, that, and the other. And I think he's out of North Carolina. And I was like, all right, cool. So my first client who actually saw my video and made the decision to pick me because of the videos that I got out there. I said, that's cool. I like that.
So you are you now embracing the fact that you are a small time YouTube star now?
Yeah, pretty much.
How's it feel, Griff?
Man, that was awesome. I ain't gonna lie, it felt good, you know. And for him to hear, and he owns a corporation. I didn't ask him which one, but he does a corporation. He does some big time business stuff, and he said, "I support small business," and he said, when I saw your video, he said, this guy is trying to help notaries out and he's trying to get things set up to where he can do this business full time. So that tells me he must have seen one of my older videos or something and all of that. But it's just the fact that he resonated with the message that I was putting out there. Notaries, get out here and do the work. Stop complaining about the fees and just take some orders so you can get some experience and move up. So that just got me pumped up even more.
What the audience doesn't know, for the small price of $375.99, Uncle Griff is going to teach you how to get notary appointments from YouTube.
That's right. See, nobody don't know about that. How to get notary appointments from YouTube. Talking about all that Google business. Now, how do you get people to talk to say, oh, I saw your video on YouTube and I want to give you business. And he said that's what made him pick me over everybody else is what he heard me saying on YouTube.
There you go.
So if y'all thought I was going to be changing my message, no.
But that also does not mean that this is a legit way to like start your business with, because we know a lot of you guys are new notaries.
Mm-hmm.
Griff's got like 700 videos. Don't become a notary tomorrow and then think in a week you're going to get popping with notary content and people are going to find you that way. There are a lot of notary influencers out there. It is going to take you time for anybody to find your YouTube notary channel.
I will
tell you that right up front, because I just started mine recently and it's taking time.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time. Literally,
it does.
In most cases, put a video a day out there. And and it's hard.
Hard for who? Not hard for you, Griff. You put like 5 videos every day.
Yeah, but Griff, all right. So when you first started your YouTube channel, how many videos were you doing? Were you doing a video every day? Was it consistent from the gate? Or was it something that you kind of got, you know, you built yourself into, and over time you got more comfortable making the videos on the fly?
It was me. Oh, man, that's a good question. I got more and more comfortable. And basically, I was doing videos based off of the complaints that people had concerning the notary business.
Okay.
So as people complained about the notary business and what was going on, I was like, okay, I got to talk about this. Or they said, well, I was told this and I was told that. And I would just go ahead on and do a video about it, you know. And then it got to the point where it's like, I was sitting here thinking about something. It's like, let me do a video. And it'd be 2:00 in the morning or 3:00 in the morning. Right. So you could say, yeah, I will probably sometimes have, you know, 3 or 4 videos in one day. And then I was doing a lot more videos in the car. And I just pop up and do one talking about stuff and just trying to just give people the truth about what's going on out here, so that they could be at least mentally equipped to make the best decision for themselves and everything. So, you know, I'm looking here, it says I got 771 videos.
Jeez.
So I'm like, there's a lot of information. And the only thing I regret is that I wasn't more organized in the way I did the videos and categorizing them, or, you know, and I know I didn't do all that thumbnail stuff, but I wish I had been more organized with that. And some days I say, you know what, I need to just pay somebody to go through each and every video of mine and categorize.
Just create a playlist.
And create, you know,
there's this wonderful service out there called Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions, and I think that's a service that they can offer.
because I've been going back trying to put chapters on videos and stuff. Yeah,
makes sense.
And all of that. And yeah, so
let me ask you a question, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were getting started, you know, you were saying, you said that you were hearing people talk about certain things. Where was it that you were getting your notary news, or, you know, what platforms were you a part of and listening to on a daily basis where you were really starting to hear these things and understood that they needed to be talked about daily?
Well, actually, it was my cell phone, because they was just calling me straight up, because I had put my number out there. I was like, yo, if y'all need some help, call me. And I was thinking, and I'll be honest, I thought people was being taught correctly in this business, because from 2018 to 2020, when I got on YouTube, I had not been on YouTube. I hadn't really done anything for us notary. So I didn't know about all of these videos and stuff. It wasn't in my timeline because I wasn't looking for that kind of stuff. And next thing I know, when I get on there, people are telling me, oh yeah, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that, and I can do this. And you're not really, you're more than a notary. You're a notary signing agent, and you don't understand. I'm like, what the heck y'all talking about? And then I'm finding out, I'm like, people then telling me, well, I got blacklisted. I'm like, what do you mean? What happened? Well, I did this. And I'm like, well, you notarized that incorrectly. I don't know what to do. I'm like, did you take training? Yeah, I took 3 trainings. And jeez, why are you making these mistakes? And I was like, oh gosh. And I said, when they told me that, I was like, okay, I got to change how I'm gonna deal with this. And I just, only thing I didn't do, because I knew it was gonna cause problems, is just call people out by name. And I said, I'm gonna just deal with the behavior the attitudes and the actions that these people are doing, which can transfer to another person, and yep. just address it that way and say, hey, if somebody's doing this, you got to watch out. This is your responsibility. That's your responsibility. And fast forward 771 videos later, notaries are still unwilling to take a responsibility for their own business. They're still
stop it. Get some help.
Yeah, they're yeah, just right. they are still looking for somebody to hand it to them. So I've slowed down on how many videos I put out a day, even per week, because I got so much out there. And I'm being a little more methodical and thought, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna talk about this, talk about that. Because after a while, it's like, what else to say? And then some days I know I sound like I'm just ranting all the time, but it's hard not to.
No, never, never.
I know, right?
It's hard never. Not to when people are just doing some bad things out here and hurting people and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And see, that's why I like when Mathurin was doing his business insights, you know, trying to help highlight notaries and showing positivity with that. But then some of them, not all of them, but some of them didn't appreciate it.
They definitely didn't appreciate it. Mm-mm. It's a cold world out here. You know, you try to do something good for some folks, but you know what? You know what they say? You know, you can't do good for everybody.
Yeah. You know, so I was always looking forward to the business insights and everything. It was good interviews, you know, and all of that. And actually listening to his is what's got me thinking about, well, maybe I should do some interviews and stuff and everything. So, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, folks, they usually don't appreciate something until it's gone. Mm-hmm. They, you know, like, I feel like we had a good run and I really wanted to continue with it. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that was going on within the notary industry. Also with some past guests that we had on there was causing some unnecessary issues. So, but you know what? I'm not sure if it's going to come back. But as of right now, we working on other things right now. You know, folks just going to have to wait. You know, maybe... And maybe I'll pop up on Griff's channel one Friday.
Yeah, can I be honest about something? This is nothing against, you know, business, you know, Mathurin's business insights. You know, I was very happy and appreciative to be a part of what you had going on. And I saw the value in it. And again, please, Mathurin, don't take this personally at all. We've talked about this.
Yeah, of course.
at some point, you know, with Mathurin's business insight, just like with everybody else out there on social media that's doing it, the interviews got boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you kept on hearing the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Because I think folks were afraid of being too vulnerable. You know, like just like you said, Q, it became the same thing over and over again. And then not only that, and then folks that was on there started doing their own little business insight.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, it seems like a good portion of those folks that you had on there went on to just do the same thing over. They said, oh, that's a great idea. I could do this too. Your audience is minimal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. And that, yeah, stolen business insight, that's what I called it. It's in the business. You're stealing everything, you know. And it's just messed up. It's just messed up, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's what they do best out here in the notary world.
It's a lot of imitations. It's a lot of imitating going on out there.
I've never seen so much of that in my life. Out of all the business stuff I've been into, this is the first business where it's like, if you come up with an idea, 1800 people are trying to replicate it and then act like it's all original with them. And I'm like, you really sitting here and you're just going to mimic what somebody else did and throw your name on it, or sometimes keep their name on it and pretend like it's going to be facilitated by you, and you want all the money, and then don't even break any coins off to the person who you stole it from.
No, of course not.
If you steal my stuff, at least give me 35%.
At least bare minimum, right?
Yeah, you give me 35%. I will consider not going off on you publicly.
Have you guys ever heard of a red ocean, blue ocean strategy?
Mm-mm.
No.
All right, so I'm gonna. This is awesome. And Captivated was started based off of this principle. Okay. So here's what Red Ocean strategy is. Okay. In a Red Ocean, and actually, you know what? Let me share this with you guys, and I'll just read it to the podcast. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, no. Hey, Griff, no, I think you definitely made a good point, you know, especially those which I've seen them. They're using the same name or something similar, or sometimes they even have the same logo, and they claim it as theirs, then get to an argument when they are confronted about it. You know, it's very unfortunate, but hey, at least now we know, you know, how they really get down here in the notary industry.
Yeah. So Red Ocean strategy is you compete in existing market space, beat the competition, mm-hmm. exploit existing demand, make the value cost trade-off, align the whole system of a firm's activities with a strategic choice of Align the whole system of a firm's activities with its strategic choice of differentiation or low cost. So basically, yeah. You know what? Hold on. Let's go into blue strategy and then I'm going to wrap this, you know, tie it all together.
Okay.
Blue ocean strategy is you create uncontested market space. You make the competition irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Create and capture new demand. Break the value cost trade-off. Align the whole system of a firm's activities in pursuit of differentiation and low cost. So the reason why they call it red and blue, when you think about the ocean and you dive into the ocean, right? Let's talk about, there's a bunch of sharks in the middle.
Yeah. Right?
When there's a whole lot of sharks in there, what are they doing? They're all eating off the same chunk. There's a lot of blood in the water. It's because it's overpopulated. You're diving into a market that is oversaturated. So think about notary training right now. This is for all you people trying to put together training courses. It's oversaturated. You're jumping into a bloody water. It's all types of competition. There's big dogs. There's small dogs. There's medium-sized dogs that are already eating. And you got to try to figure out how to break off what they're not getting already.
Yep, you're right.
With the blue ocean strategy, it's the first thing I said, create uncontested market space. And that's what I saw when we started Captivated, or when I started Captivated, was I saw a whole field of real estate out there that nobody was tapping into for a creator to actually go in and create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nobody there. And there's still, after a year, there's nobody doing it except for me.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I guess you could say, even with the way I do my YouTube videos, just being raw and honest, nobody is out. None of the YouTubers are doing that. Nobody is talking about the truth about what goes on with this business, calling, asking people to question what's being going on or being said or any of that. And I'm pretty sure many of you remember, I've said the next issue with the notary business is going to be oversaturation of trainers.
Yep.
And I clearly said that on average, 30% of the notaries who come into this business per month, in my opinion, are switching over to be trainers.
Yeah,
that's going to be oversaturated.
Yeah, that is true, which I've seen, you know, that I've seen it happen. I've seen people that, you know, started within a year and now they calling themselves a trainer. And Griff, if you really think about it, right, if everybody was talking the way you talk on your YouTube channel, I don't think they would have like an audience, you know, someone, you know, an audience for them to sell their product to. I feel like they use that strategy to capitalize on the new notaries and even some of the seasoned notaries that are still struggling to, you know, to find that consistency within their business. So if everybody was talking like you were, Griff, I don't think they will have that many product out there. And, you know, I think, you know, most people will have been too afraid to invest in them. But because they are selling this dream, you know, this fairy tale of, hey, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. Most of the time they are telling you what you can't do, but they're making it seem like you can do it, such as creating power of attorney documents, such as any other estate planning documents.
Or translation services.
But, you know, with that as well, with the translation service, there's a proper way to go about it. If you don't speak the language, please do not go on Google Translate and then you copying and paste. So right. That's, you know, that there's proper channels to go about it. But there are those folks out there that's teaching you the wrong thing, but they're making it seem so luxurious for you as a way for you to spend money with them. And you know, that's what makes you different, Griff. You tell it like it is. You know, whether it's good, bad, and ugly, you're going to tell it just like it is. And, you know, that's why very few of us appreciate what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah. And one of the things that I had got to thinking about, you know, I said, well, nobody has ever come out and like, here's where Griff is wrong, at least publicly.
Yeah.
Now they might be doing it behind closed doors and behind their
bring
little
them
Facebook
out, bring
groups.
Them out.
But they're not going because to say that I'm wrong about .. especially if they're doing opposite, then we're going to have a debate, and they don't want to. And a lot of people don't want to deal with me because I'm going to challenge them. I'm going to question what they're saying and make them prove that what they're saying is valid. And a lot of people don't want that. They just want to say what they want to say. What do you say, man?
I said the great notary debate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am a debater. That's my personality. I am a debater. I will sit there and go toe to toe with you. And a lot of people don't do it. And see what it is. A lot of people want to do a debate where it's like a presidential campaign where everybody's all quiet and, hey, I don't like what you just said. Just really don't. No, I'm gonna be a little more boisterous. I'm gonna be a little more in your face about it. That's my personality. I'm like, nah, what you saying is whack. You know, you're wrong. You don't even know what you're talking about. No.
It's time to quit jammering before I start hammering.
And that's just how I am. And I don't take offense to somebody coming at me like that, but people like to play the victims and all of that. And at the end of the day, it's a distraction method to keep you from the truth of, well, to be honest, you said Griff was wrong in this, but you really didn't prove where he was wrong at. You might not like the way he said it, but it doesn't mean that what he said was incorrect, you know, and all of that. And I'm going to tell you this here. I'm going to be straight up.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
This here is the reason why people have an issue with what I'm saying. Not all people, but some people. It's all about the money.
Yes, it is.
Because if I was wealthy, if I was some rich notary business person saying the same things that I'm saying, nobody would have anything to say. Why? Because you look at George, what's his name? Gordon Ramsay, Simon Cowell, and all these other people, they talk all kind of smack about those people and put them down. But do you see that? You know what? But man, he's a millionaire, so he know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
I don't like what he's saying. I don't like the way he's saying it, but when you really think about what he's saying, that person really can't sing. They really are one dimensional. And then right. But you listen to Paula, hoo-hoo, Randy, you my dog. But they a lot of times are off. They're not even accurate in their assessment of somebody's talent, but Simon Cowell is. So I'm sitting here like, the only difference between me and them is that they got a buttload of money. And therefore, that money allows them to say whatever they want. And people be like, well, they rich, so I guess they right. And then it's like, Griffiths, he ain't rich. No, he don't know what he's talking about. But I told people they're going to change the notary game and make you have more requirements. 200 signings, 2 years experience. And that's what they started doing. Now we oversaturated with notary trainers. I said that. And then I said, once the notary start walking out the business, the notary trainers are going to be scrambling, trying to figure out the next thing because you can't train yourself.
You know what they figured out?
What?
That they're going to start, they're going to sell, memberships and stuff for conversations.
Yep. They're going to find a way to do that. And they're going to have this membership, that membership. And I'm not saying that you can't do it, but at the end of the day, is it really putting me in a position to get the opportunity that I'm lacking? Because that's what notaries are missing right now. That we're lacking the opportunity to use our stamp. And after all this training, when can I use my stamp? And every single signing company owner who has their training things, well, I can't promise you, I can't guarantee you, but are you doing anything to create the opportunity? But at the same time, some of them are. And then when the opportunity comes, the notary's like, well, that ain't worth my time and effort.
Mm-hmm. So, Griff.
Go for it, man.
I'm going to stop you right here.
I know, man. I know.
They just about to ring the bell.
I know, it's not on the screen, on the stream deck, but I would. Hold on. I got to do this justice. All right, Griff. So this is actually going to lead us a little bit into today's topic. Yeah. But Griff, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know if you're prepared to answer this question on our platform or not, but I think it really plays into what our topic today is, and that's just being you, right? And we spoke about that a little bit, and then we got off into the training thing. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to put all of this together so it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, Griff, the question that I have for you is, why did you stop the Notary Success System?
I stopped it because there was people coming at me because I was doing it and was trying to mimic it and wouldn't be honest with themselves and be like, okay, you were biting off of what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And that was the problem. And I'm sitting here like, okay, you want to be critical of what I'm doing? I'm trying to help notaries, and none of what you are doing is actually really helping them. You're standing out here dancing this, that, and the other, and putting me down, putting my wife down, and then even putting videos out there and then threatening me. I was like, I was at the point where I said, you know what? I'm about to go get a burner phone, put some Depends on so I can drive nonstop to where they're located at and roll up on these people and have a real conversation. Because if you want to sit here and start some mess, you know. So I said, you know what? Let me back out of this here and just take care of my business, because you know what? It ain't worth it. Because I'm going to find a different way to help Notary. So that's when I started pushing more of the YouTube membership, and everything that I was doing with Notary Success System out in the public with the YouTube membership, I do it there for them. So I still do the training. I just don't do it out here in the public, because what I found, people couldn't handle it. And I'm probably at this time really was the only black guy out here doing it, because the notary training world is predominantly white men and black women and a sprinkle of white women, but you don't have any real black guys. Well, I won't say like real, but you don't really have any black guys out here trying to do training and stuff out here. The other black guys you have out here, they out here scamming people with document preps and wills and power of attorney stuff that you really can't do. So I said, I'm gonna find a different way to help the people. And so far it's been working.
Yeah, which I've seen, you know, when I have attend, you know, those webinars that you have for your members, you know, which you are doing a phenomenal job with. So I feel like, you know, for those of you who who would like to become a member, and I'm not saying that just because, you know, Griff and I are partners and friends, just that the information and the resource that you get from being within that webinar that he conducts is it's absolutely amazing. Like there's no BS. It's given to you straight. Sometimes I'm on there, Q is on there, so we can share, you know, a little bit of our experience as well. But it's definitely worth it. So it's not like those who, and I think the best thing with Griff is he's not forcing you. Like he put it out there. He's not forcing you. He's not making you feel bad to the point where you like you have to buy it. It's like it's out there. If you feel like you need it, just sign up for it. Some trainers out here, they are finding ways to see what triggers you in order for you to sign up for their training. Like I see it all the time on Instagram. Now I'm seeing it more and on Facebook. Like I'm starting to be like you. I'm starting to hit my timeline now. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting rid of a lot of people, restricting a lot of accounts.
I'm about to put that on a t-shirt.
I'm restricting a lot of accounts, because it's getting to the point where, you know, we want to provide great information to people out there, but they are those, all they are doing, they are recycling the information that, you know, we are providing, and it's like his stuff.
So going back to the notary success system, Griff, how did you feel, you know, personally while you were doing that? Did you feel like you were reaching the audience that you wanted to reach? Did you feel like the audience was responding the way that you wanted to? And I know, and I mean, we've talked about it before. We've had one of your students on the podcast, mm-hmm. you know, Ada Gregg.
Yeah.
But did you feel like the training that you were offering and the people taking the course were actually yes, they were benefiting, but not everybody?
I would say, even though it was tough for some folk, because a few people came in there with the, I know this here. And then once I challenged them on fill out these notarizations and real world application, they realized like, oh snap, I don't. And once they realized that, okay, I thought I was going to come in here and tell Griff something, and it's like, I really don't know what I'm doing. Then their mind was opened up, and then it was like, okay, let's have a discussion. Let's get this together. And I would say probably, I think it was like 36 people that came through. I would say at least 34 probably walked out of there like, okay, yeah, I helped. And the two that might not have, probably because they had this, they still held on to the, I need to know the documents. So if they let that go, boom. I was happy with what I was teaching. I was really happy. I saw results. It was moving forward. People were growing. They was getting questions answered that they couldn't get answered from the other people who they paid for training. And they was actually learning how to do the notarization part, and I realized that this isn't as scary as we thought. And that's where you looked at those videos that I put up there. Those was real reaction. Those weren't nothing scripted. It was just right. People being honest and free. And see, here's the part that was the thing. Nobody cared about the location. And that was a big issue for this, you know, one little group of people that was like,
yeah, just not worth it. That's, I know, not worth it.
But I'm just saying, you know, but it leads into part of the problem was that when certain folks started whining and Dave was making a complaint, then when you're not willing to be yourself and follow your heart and figure that when you know this is where I need to be at, you allow other people to influence you to turn away from the help. Mm-hmm. And that's really what happened. A lot of people allowed themselves to be turned away from getting help from me because of what somebody else said. And never having a conversation with me about it, they were just like, well, no, I don't want to do it now. Okay. So but then they still struggling.
Let me ask you something.
When still
you
were struggling up, to this day.
When you were coming up with your course, you know, how did you go about doing that? Now, I'm trying to bring this, tie this into our
right.
conversation point.
Well, I spent a year listening to what was going on, hearing where the gaps were, taking what Eric Thomas said, you know, look for the gaps.
Right. As entrepreneurs, that's what we do. We're problem solvers. Right.
So I was looking for the gaps, and I saw that here's where the people were saying the problem was. This is what the trainer said that they're not going to do. And then I said, well, why can't they do that? And I said, I'm going to try to find a way to teach notarizations to the people, no matter what state they're in. And I found a way to do that. And once I figured that out, then I said, okay, let's go. Let's go ahead on and try this thing out. And it honestly, it worked.
Who did you model your training after?
To be honest, oh man, I just came up with my own style. For the most part, mm-hmm. I think I really did just come up with my own style. If I did model it from somebody, it wouldn't have been anybody within the notary world.
Okay. So the reason why I was asking you those questions, you actually got straight to the answer that I was looking for. It was your own style. We all know that Griff can talk, right? If I didn't stop Griff would have been talking for another hour and 20 minutes. You know, I love you, Griff.
You know, Griff's a preacher.
But I hope everybody heard the passion that he was speaking about Notary Success System. When was the last time that we mentioned Notary Success System on here? When was the last time that you heard Griff talk about the Notary Success System on YouTube? It has been how long? And even still to this day, you hear the passion, because what did he do? He put himself into what he created. He didn't model it after anybody else. He saw a need. He was perceptive. He knew that he could help. And he developed a way based off of his own experiences and his personality. And because his Griff's personality is a little bit more, how do I say this, beginning of time? because Griff is a little bit more old school with it, his method of this is what needs to be done, especially because you got that military background. Your focus was on let me find something that I'm hearing. Let me find a way to help people, because I keep getting these questions. And I'm not going to go out there and watch somebody else's training and say, oh, well, I'm just going to go modify this, throw my logo on it, put my own little spin on it, and say that this is notary training. No, he came out here and he was himself.
Yeah, I didn't look at anybody else's training. And see, that's one of the things. I will say this. One of the things that I've learned from the millionaire billionaires is that they sit there and they say, I'm not going to look at anybody else's stuff. I'm going to take the data, and based off of the data I have, I'm going to develop my own. Because if you look at everybody else's stuff, you can then get influenced about doing it the way that they're doing it. So I didn't want any of their influence in there, because I didn't want anybody accusing me of biting off of their stuff. I said, I'm going to come up with a different way. Now, based off of the people saying, well, this is how they do it, this is why they don't do this, and they won't do this, and they won't say that, and they won't deal with this. And I'm like, okay, can it be dealt with? Can it help? And if I deal with this, so privately, I was doing, quote unquote, the notary success system and teaching people sort of one-on-one when they called. And then I said, well, it's actually working and it's helping. Now I need to take it to a larger scale. But I honestly believe, and you can go back and look at it. Once I came out doing that, then all of a sudden everybody else was like, we doing in-person training, we're doing mock signings.
Yeah, because that really wasn't a thing like that until I started putting it out there.
Right. And now that I'm not doing it, you don't hear people talking about it. So they was only doing because they saw it as, oh, that's a way to make money. Oh, man, people Griff making money off of that. Well, I offer it too. But see, my thing is this. A lot of people was offering their mock signings in conjunction with other stuff that they was trying to push.
Right.
So it's like, I really want you here to buy this. Oh, by the way, we're going to do a mock signing. And their mock signing was, y'all, all 15, 20, 30 of y'all just stand around and watch this person and me do this mock signing. And then they just breeze through it. And you do this and you do that and see that. No, I actually had
all while enjoying a margarita.
You can't learn.
Exactly.
There's just this learning stuff.
Sure
you can't be trying to learn and be lit. And that's why I did my one-on-one.
Well, you know what? That's why we're training
there and do the mock signings one-on-one. That's why I only did no more than 5 people, so I can give everybody their personalized attention.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, just like you just said right there, Griff, you had no more than 5 people. Those who were trying to imitate you, I remember seeing, you know, they had, you know, the room or the Zoom with anywhere from like 30 to 50 people on there, you know, trying to understand the mock training via a Zoom portal, which, you know, is very difficult, especially for the older. Mm-hmm. I'm not picking on those who are older. Yep. I know Griff is old. but especially for those who are up there in age, you know, that has an issue with, you know, learning through, you know, through a Zoom video. So you doing it like that in a smaller class setting, I think that was very beneficial to those individuals. And not only that, because there are others who see the value you was providing. I remember you mentioned there was a lady who flew up, from Texas or Georgia to come attend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that, so that really, you know, started folks, a lot of
folks
trouble
were seeing when the value person
came from Texas. That started some mess because of Texas, and people like, why are you going to
Eddie?
Because the question was, why are they going to Texas?
Eddie LaBelle over here.
Why are they going to Texas when they could have went to training with me in Texas? And I'm like, because your stuff stinks. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know how it is. You know how it is. But you know what? That's what makes this even better. You know, I like the fact that each and every one of us have our own style, the way that we do things, the way you do your training griff, Q, the way you do your marketing. It's completely different than what everybody else is doing. And especially the Facebook one. I remember when you showed it to me. And I still can't do it to the level that you do, because I'd be seeing, like, I'd be watching your stuff. Yeah, like 100 plus shares. I'm like, I'm struggling to get 50 or 60. I don't know how he's hitting 100 shares. So, you know, we all do things differently. Just like when we brought up earlier, when I was doing the Mathur and Business Insight, that's because I wanted to bring highlight to certain notaries within the industry, just to see what they were doing in the area, what's working for them in their market. You know, as Q mentioned, over a period of time, everybody was saying the same thing. So it's like, all right, so how can I improve this? Or if it's not worth improvement, so let's move on to the next thing.
Well, Q, let me go back to a question you asked about modeling my training after. If there was anybody who I modeled my training after, it would have been my wife. Because she was the one that was talking about doing the small group dynamics of just five people, small, what did she call, micro, nice. You know, micro class sessions. So she was the one
Mrs. that
really.
Mrs. G for the win.
Yeah. And then I would say this, I just recently finished doing some Dot Verify training for people, helping them understand it. I employed that same concept, had no more than five people in the thing. I had 13 people that did the training, but I did it in groups of no more than five. A couple of them was just one-on-one, maybe two people or three people or four, and at the most it was really only four. But by doing it in those small groups, it allowed every single person to ask questions and not just sink in the background amongst a crowd of people feeling that they was intimidated with all of these different people. So by them being able to have a little small group of two or three people, they felt more comfortable, could ask questions, and everybody got their questions answered. So at this point, this is where the notary trainer got to say, is it about the quality and quantity of what I'm doing, or is it about making money? Because when you want to make money, you like bump all this five people stuff. I need 35, 45, 50 in there. I'm trying to go for maximum impact and just get all this money at one time. And then go on about my business.
All right. So this isn't about training people. I hope you know that.
Nope.
What we're really highlighting here is the fact that, what was that?
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
And why that's absolutely important is if Griff wasn't himself, Griff would have tried to fit 15 people in that room.
Oh,
Griff
maybe more. Knows,
yeah.
Griff knows that for him, it's best to work in a small setting. Why? Because he's going to be able to get more accomplished. He understands the dynamics of adult education. He understands the
absolutely.
My students need to be able to have time with me doing exactly what it is that they came here to do. They need one-on-one time with me. Even with four or five people, you can still give somebody one-on-one time. And even if you have some, have them partner up with each other, you can then moderate that, right? And watch over and
right.
help all four people learn at the same time. See, those are real training tactics there. If you weren't aware of who you were as a person, that training wouldn't be worthwhile for the people that took it.
I agree.
Because you would have been trying to operate outside of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. And I always say, you get the best out of a person when you allow them to operate in what they're called to do and the way they're called to do it.
Right. Absolutely. So, Mathurin, with your YouTube channel, I know you're going to say wifey. I already know.
Hey, you know, you gotta give credit where the support's coming from.
You know, wifey got you to make the first video, but eventually you started to take over it yourself. How was that journey for you? You know, and just being yourself and allowing, because you've got, I don't know how many followers you're at now. You're like, did you hit five yet?
I think probably four something.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, but you know, but it's been a while since I put out any like any training videos as well.
Right. So and this is a part of your process as well right now, because YouTube, I said it already, wifey was like, yo, let's do this. And it was good. It was great. Were you passionate about it?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, once I, you know, got to the first few, you know, the first few videos, you know, being out of my comfort zone, starting to get more comfortable, you know, being on camera, because that's one thing I was not a fan of, you know, as far as being on camera and stuff like that. But once I started to, you know, knowing, you know, the different ways where I don't need to be live all the time, I can pre-record type things. So as I started to know more about the process, you know, I was getting more comfortable. And that's when I was putting out those videos, you know, doing the interviews. And, you know, I felt like, you know, I was doing it in a way where, you know, it was not an issue with me. You know, I felt comfortable.
But I'm asking a question, though. Are you passionate about it?
Am I passionate about it? I want to say yes, I am passionate about it. You know, it's just a matter of.
Come on, when's the last video that you put together for YouTube?
The last video.
So you're not passionate about it. You're not passionate about it. Come on.
I record it. I just never put it on.
You're not passionate about it. If you were passionate about it, you'd be doing it every day or every other day like Griff does. Griff is passionate about getting his message out there on YouTube.
Griff is on a whole other level with that.
My point in this is you being you, it was cool for a minute. But that's not where your passion is. And you're not putting out videos like that anymore, right? And you stepped away to move on to more of your passions, right? To real estate.
Yeah, pretty much. Right? Yeah, that's what I've been focusing on.
So you're doing you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Griff, by doing him, has found his way. Mathern, by doing you, you've tried some things. And I'm sure Griff's tried some things. You know, he was like, what was that Will Smith movie? Where he was selling the Pursuit of Happiness. The Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah. Griff and Mrs. Griff was pushing Yellow Pages out the van.
Yeah, we were doing Yellow Pages. Boy, that was
rough. You know what I mean? But were you passionate about that? No, you did what you had to do and then you got rid of it because that wasn't you. That was the moment, right? And I think a lot of people, they get caught up in the moment and attached to the moment and they forget about doing them. And I think that that's what we're seeing a lot in this notary business right now, because how many people are you seeing, you know, talking about, I just got my notary commission. What do I do next?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't know what to do with it, why did you get the commission?
Right. Because it sounded good. And people told me, somebody said I can make $10,000 a month or $5,000, but, and they thought it was just as long as I got breath in my body, a stamp in my hand and a printer and some pens, I can just make all this money and people just gonna be throwing money at me hand over fist.
It sound like hoop dreams. Like somebody said, go pick up a basketball and you can be a $1 million basketball player. Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
They just believe these random people on YouTube and it didn't turn out that way. The vast majority did not turn out that way. And they don't know what to do. Because they themselves didn't have a passion. I won't say they didn't have a passion for notary. They didn't have a passion for entrepreneurship.
Right.
That's right.
You make costly mistakes not being true to who you are, making decisions based off of what works for you. Griff, you chose to do the things that you did with the Notary Success System based off of what works for you. You having holding classes inside of a building that you pay for worked for you. You didn't try to upstage anybody and say, oh, I'm gonna go do this at the Hyatt.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like everybody got to sit here
the location
and outdo other people. Sorry. Because here's the other thing. In notaries out there, entrepreneurs, this is what you need to be careful of. When somebody tries to tell you that you don't need to be with these people because I act better, I do this, that, and the other, but they don't provide you any quality of education or training or success, then they're just blowing smoke at you. But in other words, they just want you not to spend money over there. So it's like, well, Q, he's captivated. Yeah, but, but you know, see, Q, he's a little more direct. You know, he don't just sit there and do it for you. He make you actually put stuff together. But see, if you came to me, I do everything for you.
I'll tell you what your market is.
Yeah, and I'll give you
that's
all
the
that.
Biggest thing with people that come to Captivated is I'll ask them, you know, okay, I'm gonna do your website. All right, we're gonna put a map up here. Okay, tell me what your market is. Send me the zip codes. Oh, you want me to do all that? Am I supposed to tell you what your coverage area is? Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to figure that out to you? I've never been to, well, I've been to Indianapolis before. I've never been to Idaho before. I can't tell you how far 20 miles is and what you should charge out there. You got to give me this feedback. And you are thinking that you're going to be a successful business owner with this mobile notary business, and you can't tell me what your coverage area is?
Right.
I'm supposed to do that?
Mm-hmm. And then the other people sit there and say, makes well, no I'll sense. Do it for you. I'll do it for you. And it's like, okay, but they never produce anything.
Right.
And that's the key. They never produce anything. So it's like, you got to be careful of people trying to get you to lead somebody else just so they can look good. And that's what's happening out here in this notary business. So you're right, man. It's be yourself, figure out who you are. And as long as you're not hurting people, especially purposefully, I mean, somebody can still get hurt, you know, by accident, but you're not purposefully doing negative and hurtful stuff to people, you'll be fine. You really yeah, will Matthew, be fine.
Once you stop doing Notary Business Insights, mm-hmm. how was, I'm sorry, Matherin's Business Insights, how did life change for you? Because, I mean, I know what it's like to get ready for a YouTube video. We ain't gonna talk about Griff. You know, there's a little bit of stress there. You know, especially if you're going to be, you know, interviewing somebody that you may have had like a brief chat with.
Yeah, you're right. It definitely, you know, which, you know, I've always tell people, I like the nerves were still kicking in before every interview because, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was asking the right question. I wanted to make sure that I was asking not just any question, some question where the audience, you know, might find of value. So, you know, I did try to speak with the guests prior to that. I had a few guests where they just showed up as if they were going down the street to the park. They didn't, you know, they didn't take, you know, they didn't prepare themselves to be on the show. So we're yeah. not going to go there. But yeah, so I did, you know, I always try to, you know, ask myself, okay, what's the best way that I can provide the value? I can ask, you know, the proper questions, so that way I make sure everybody is getting some type of value from it.
But what about life since you stopped? You made a decision to stop.
Yeah, I definitely made a decision to stop. You know, it's not like I didn't like it. I just feel like, you know, there was a change that I needed to make as far as business wise. You know, like I'm never going to leave the notary business, you know, because I wouldn't know you guys if it wasn't for the notary business. I wouldn't, you know, be within this network if it wasn't for my wife who asked me to start the notary business. So I think right now I'm just in a transition mode where, you know, with real estate, I'm giving more of my energy to it. I hired a virtual assistant to help me out, and I'm trying to see where that can go to the next level. But as far as the notary world, I'm always going to be a notary. And yes, I might make videos here and there, but I'm not going to be to the level as Griff dropping 10 videos in a day.
With captions.
Yeah. E-way caption.
Well, that's good, but I miss you doing this, man. But I understand. I mean, I truly understand, you know, why you make the shift and all of that kind of stuff. And but you being you, and as long as you're being true to yourself and you're doing what needs to happen, and then still people can get help from you if they come right and exact, you know, not coming all side, you know, coming out side of their neck and everything and all of that. But people can learn from your experience in doing this. And that's cool. I like that. So be yourself. I love being me. I like who I am. I understand that not everybody, like my wife said, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, you know? So, I mean, it is what it is. But the thing is, I guess the part that burns my britches is you don't like who I am.
He said burns my britches.
Hey, I was thinking the same thing. Like, it doesn't get any.
to the night.
Hey. Oh man, doesn't get any more old school than
back
that.
Back in 2 BC, that's when I first came up with that saying, burn my britches. That's when I first discovered fire, and my britches actually caught on fire. So that's where the saying came
from. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
But yeah, I mean,
that's crazy.
The part that bugs me is that I've never seen this before, except for W-2. In the W-2 world, I see this. But other entrepreneur things, I don't. In this business, there are so many people who got the W-2 mindset that they are adamant in trying to make everybody act the same way. And I don't like who Riff is, or Q, or Mathern, or this person, or that person. And
I don't like how you are either.
And they do everything they can to try to get you to stop being you. But who they are isn't producing any kind of fruits, isn't doing anything of value. They just want you to stop being who you are. And I'm sitting here like, y'all got to be crazy. I'm like, don't y'all realize who you talking to? I'm like, haven't y'all realized that Griff is not going to change for any of y'all? You got to give me a good reason. And if the only reason is you just don't like my tone, you just don't like what I say, you just don't like the fact that I said it.
That ain't got nothing to do with you, Griff.
Yeah, I'm like, that's on you. You know, I'm like, I'm going to be me, you know, because everybody else, what I see out here, they're being who they are. The scammers are being who they are. Mm-hmm. They're scammers and they're doing everything they can to scam. It's just that people don't want truth to be told. And when they don't have any rebuttal to truth or to what's being said, which happens to be true, they want you to shut up. And I'm not. Unless I go to sleep. And even then I'm talking smack. I might just need to start recording myself while I'm asleep at night and then put that on YouTube. I'd be dropping some gems.
Well, I have firsthandedly seen you fall asleep and talk. I think last episode you fell asleep. No, last episode. All right, yeah. So last episode you definitely fell asleep while we was in the middle of talking. So anybody that listened last week, I forget how long it is, but probably about 10 minutes before the end, you'll just hear Griff go quiet. And I'm sitting there talking. Griff actually fell asleep. I wasn't going to call him out about it, but...
Yeah, you know, I'm awake this time. I'm pumped, so...
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm like, I ain't going to sleep this time.
I mean, it's still early, though. You know, we got to move the time up because Mathern over there.
Yeah.
You
know. Mathern Snuggy be getting mad. And once it goes, you know, like after 11 o'clock, his Snuggy be getting mad. Like, I ain't keeping
him. Well, look, the time you guys be going to bed, that's the time I'm waking up. Q be going to bed around 3:30. I'm waking up at 3:30.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our own different schedule. That's what makes us unique.
Yeah.
100% is. And you want to know something? With me being me, because that is a part of me, I don't sleep that much. It's allowed Captivated to become what Captivated is.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowed me to do additional work.
Yeah.
You know, instead of doing 9 to 5, I can work through the night to get a project up done that might take somebody a lot longer to get done.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But that's who I am, you know, and that's what I put on my business. You know, if I say I'm gonna get something done, it's gonna be done. And not only am I gonna show up, I'm gonna show out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's me. That's who I am when it comes to my product and what I offer to people. You know, and that's a part of me just being me. Mm-hmm. I have very high standards about myself. I hold myself to a very high standard. I hold everything that I put out there into the world to a high standard. Except maybe the kids. Like my son, I don't know, man. I question this young man sometimes. Like earlier today, I told him to take the trash out. And he goes to go start taking the trash out. I'm like, dude, tie the bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you walking around with it? I don't know, man.
He's telling me taking the trash out.
But you know what? I was a moron when I was a teenager too, so...
Yep.
I guess it doesn't fall too far from the tree.
It happens. You know, it's what it is.
Don't get twisted. I love my son. You know.
Oh, yeah. Nah, my son be acting up sometime too, man. Look, trust me. I get it. It's like as soon as you ask them something, it's like they act like they don't know what you're talking about. Yo, what I really don't get with my son, right? When I'm not calling him, he's like, "Dad, you called me?" I'm like, "You know I didn't call you." So that's how I know you're up to something.
Yep, you're up to something. Make sure, you know, I ain't close.
Yeah. And when I'm calling you, it took me at least 2 to 3 tries for you to like to actually come to the room. I'm like, yep. You know, boys will be boys.
You know, I just let it go. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
As long as there's no blood and he doesn't break any laws, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
He'll be stupid. He'll figure it out one day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the plan.
But, you know, with Captivated, it's just about being me. Cue the notary, same thing. You know, I wasn't afraid to express my silly side. I'm a very silly individual, and I'm proud of it. You know, a lot of people are scared to let their personality shine out in their business. And I think a lot of it comes from not knowing how to do so professionally. You know, put the layers out there. You know, I got layers like a sandwich. You know what I mean? But it's very important, especially as an entrepreneur, you have to let yourself go and just be you, like experience life. You're not always going to make the right decisions.
And not at all.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I think the social media aspect is what's interfering with people because they're trying to keep up with folk and trying to have bragging rights when that's not their personality to be braggadocious. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, just like me and Q was talking earlier, a lot of people talk about doing the Google profile page. What is it called, man? Google My Profile now?
Jesus Christ. Google Business Profile.
Okay.
Look, whatever it's called, whatever it's called, people are paying $400 to get it done. Yeah. Just know that.
Like a lot of people say, you need to put, you know, pictures of every time you do a sign or, you know, some kind of notary assignment with people. And I'm like, that is not my personality to be taking pictures with these strangers. Right. That's an individual who's doing a transaction with me. I just can't fathom personally just taking pictures with this stranger who gave me $40 to do a notarial assignment for them, a general notary, a will, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, let's take a picture so I can put it on my page. That just doesn't compute with me. So it got to be somebody who I'm really, really cool with to do that. But I'm like, okay. And see, my thing is, if you want me, I'm going to be there for you. The two that I did today, both people just called up out of the blue. And I'm like, they're not thinking about, hey, I'm going to get this notary done. And then this dude's going to want to take my picture. No, Now, if it's a young lady, dudes might be like, yeah, I'll take a picture with your girl. But I'm not trying. I'm like, I just want to get the job done. And the people call me and they pick me because I'm available. And even the guy who looked at my videos, first thing he asked me, he said, you said you're 24 hours, right? I said, yeah. He said, so you're available on Sunday? I said, I'll be there. Just tell me what time and give me the address. So it's about the availability. They're not worried about how many pictures I got up there. Can this guy be there when I need them and do it right? And the answer is yes. Here's your money. There's your transaction. Peace out. I don't need to have pictures on them looking at this person. Heck, shoot, they might mess around and do something crazy later on. And then they'll be like, yeah, you was with Fred. And like, oh, nah, nope.
Where were you last night at 10 p.m.?
Because we got a picture of you and them. Nope, you ain't got a picture of nothing. But for those who can, and that's their personality, people will pick up on that energy. People pick up on my energy like, that dude don't want to take no picture with me. And I'd be like, you're right. I don't
even want to talk to you.
But that's all. And that's what I love. You know, I had to learn, and I've said this before, y'all, in a video that I recently did. When we're kids,
which one?
Yeah. When we're kids, they tell us all the time about be you. Be your free self. Go out there and express yourself. But when the closer we get to becoming an adult, it's you have to conform. You have to act this way. You can't say this. You can't say that. You can't bring these issues up. But it is an issue. You know it is. Yes, I know it's an issue, but I'm sorry. Do not bring it up. Don't deal with it. Don't address it. But then
it's
when
PC
people,
culture.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here as an adult, 55 years old, soon to be 56. I'm like, And this is, I said it years ago when I was in my early 40s, I was like, man, bump this. I'm gonna just be me. And if people don't like it, they I'm like, I'm tired of trying to contain myself. And this is why I say there's too many notaries who are in this business and they have the W-2 mindset, and the way they're trying to run things is as if they're on the job. Because a lot of their behaviors, a lot of their statements, a lot of their attitude is no different than people at a W-2 job.
Yeah, and you want to know something? I think for me, as far as, you know, how I conduct myself here on YouTube, was Captivated. I think the only thing that I just refuse to do for the time being is curse. You know, using foul language, I try to really mind that in the public setting. But outside of that, I could care less about the way that the Clubhouse platform. I hate Clubhouse. I have no want to sit there on Clubhouse and talk to people and wait for somebody else to talk and blah 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 blah. And
yeah,
now I'm gonna ask you to step to the stage. I hate that. That's why I don't participate. I have no interest in participating in anybody's really conversation unless it's for Captivated and I'm, you know, giving people knowledge for free.
Yeah, but I'm not really a friend of that.
But for me to just sit there when it comes to this, nah, I have no interest in conforming to the way that people run their conferences and all this other stuff. Like, I'm just not interested. But that's what makes Captivated Captivated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And see, the reason why I get on Clubhouse. Oh no, go ahead on, Matthew.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, as far as, you know, just based off that, you know, I think, you know, what, you know, all three of us have said tonight is, you know, on a quick tip, you know, stop caring what other people think about you, you know, about, you know, your business, who you are, your personality, you know, find what truly makes you happy. Find something that you are comfortable doing at the same time, which is going to allow you to uphold your values, because you do not want to, you know, go against your values, your belief, because of what people on Facebook or Instagram, on TikTok or wherever, whatever they, you know, they are telling you to do, or you feel like you have to act a certain way just to gain a group of followings. You know, stick to who you are, stick to your belief, and then you will find your success. You know, it doesn't have to be what everybody else is doing. You know, you have to find what works for you. And I feel like, you know, the space between all three of us, we are finding what's working for each and every one of us in our market, and we're just rolling with it.
Yeah. Stop conforming. Like, you ain't gonna see me in a picture, well, at least for Captivated. Well, actually, no, you're not gonna see me in a picture any longer. Wearing a tie. I'm not wearing a tie. I don't care about your headshots wearing a tie and what they say business. I don't care about that. I'm wearing a black t-shirt, bro.
Yeah, he's the ET of the notary. It's the Eric Thomas of the notary world.
You know, black hat, black t-shirt. That's how you gonna get it. That's how I'm
yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know, might find Griff. You might find Griff in a cowboy hat.
Hey, look, shoot, I'll be rocking that bad boy. And see, the only reason why, look, the only reason why I get on Clubhouse is because the people who run those rooms, I know they're trying to help notaries. But there's some people who come in there on the stage and they make comments and they won't elaborate and give clarity about what they're saying and why they're saying and the circumstances around them saying, this is how you need to do your business. And my personality is, I'm not gonna let you just say something that can leave people confused. You need to expound on it. If you was bad enough to come out in public and say, I never print, letter and legal, I always print just on letter. Well, is that because the client that you have said it's okay? Because if that's what it is, then cool. But if you're saying that you made a command decision within your own self to say, I don't care what the instructions are. I'm going to do my own little thing. I'm like, okay, how do you get away with turning your nose up to the signing company's instructions? Oh, I don't really work with the signing company. Well, here we go. Because the bulk of the notaries who are in here are working with signing companies. So, and I can't, and people will say, well, see, you're attacking and using, and I understand. See,
and that's why I don't like the platform. Because if somebody says something, I want to be able to say why, and I want you to give me a good answer, and I will continue to ask around it, just like I was earlier when I was asking you about the NSS. I said, let me ask a better question because I'm not getting the answer that I want.
That's all it is. So, you know, it's like give clarity and everything. But people are doing that because it's like, well, I'm making myself sound like I'm smart. And I tell you to back channel me after I said what I had to say so that now I can get you signed up in my mentorship program because I don't have the ability to go out and do signings myself because I don't want to leave my W-2 or I don't really screwed up so bad as a signing agent that nobody will hire me. So guess what? I'm going to make money off of notaries for a week and their knowledge of the business. And that way I'll make the same money. I just won't have to do any work and I'll just give them some fluff.
Yeah, but think about this. What type of crab in a barrel type system is that? If you're going to have the nerve to come at a notary, I don't like the way he says, but you can come over here and do that. Like, come on, dog.
Hey, you know what?
And the first thing is what?
Oh man!
What do we learn as adults, really? Even in your W-2, especially in your W-2, what do we learn? Okay, you didn't like the way Fred says such and such, but it is true that you're coming to work 5 minutes late every day and leaving 5 minutes early, and clocking in that you as if you had 40 hours. So you might not have liked the fact that Fred cussed at you about doing it. Let's move past that and let's look at what the facts are. The fact is, Fred was right. So stop coming in late and stop leaving early and clock in accordingly. But I'm sorry, you just can't be cussing at me. Well, if you're doing an activity that is frustrating somebody, you cannot dictate how they respond to the irritation of your bad behavior.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's where the problem comes in at. And people are like, well, yeah, I acted up and yes, I'm doing stuff and I said this wrong and that, but you can't be mad at me. You can't come at me. It's like, yes, I can, because you done something. It's like your back itching. You putting on a wool sweater after you sweat, you're going to scratch. And people out here acting like wool sweaters when people are wool sweaters and hopping on people's back when they're sweating. And then they're like, don't scratch me. Don't scratch. Don't try to get rid of the irritation. No, I'm trying to get rid of the irritation because y'all out here lying to people. And even if you're not really lying, you're just withholding a certain level of information in order for those people to pay you for the additional information. That's why I don't want to. That's why I tell people, you don't have to call me your mentor. If you do, that's on your own volition. But I'm not selling and marketing myself as a mentor. And I think that needs to stop in this business. There should not be any more people talking about get notary mentors and stuff. Ain't, because the people who are out here who truly could be mentors, they're not really thinking about that. They've been in the business 15, 20 years. And they're like, look, you can figure this out yourself. I give you some basic help. And I go do it. The people who want to be mentors are a lot of them been in this business less than 5 years and they just tired of doing the work of a notary. So they want you to pay them for their play knowledge so that they don't have to go out here and actually do the work themselves. That's really what's going on. And I don't care if you don't like it.
That's that on that.
That's what it is. That's Griff being himself. Yeah, boy.
And people, when I talk to people, like, oh, you mad? It's not that I'm mad. I'm frustrated that there's people out here, there's human beings out here, and you know who you are. All of y'all I'm talking to. Y'all know. You know BS when you hear it. Your gut is telling you, and you won't act on it.
You're sitting here worried about being excommunicated by somebody who don't give a darn about your behind, and you're more concerned about that. And it's like, they don't care about you. Because if you wasn't in this notary business, guess what? They wouldn't even have a thing to do with you. If I met you outside of the notary business, I still would rock with you. Because I want to get to know you as a person. These other cats, they don't care about y'all.
Sure don't.
My man.
Oh, man. It's all out of love. It's all out of love. But
Griff, I love when you start going off, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're doing a lot better than I do. Sound effects on me. That's what it is.
I know.
Cue me like, okay, Griff, I'm about to go off right now. All right, cue up the sound effects.
I got specific Griff buttons.
I like the way this guy talks.
I do. What can I say?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm good, man. I love the people. Love trying to help everybody. And I just know that if people listen what we're saying and other people out here who's serious about this business, they're going to do just fine. They really, really are. They're going to do really, really well in this business. And that's what I'm looking for. So I'm excited about it, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I just encourage everybody to just stop for a second. Just stop and really take a look at what it is that you're doing. And for those of you guys that are listening to us that are new notaries, I know it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming because you're looking for information, you're looking for direction, and there's wolves out there that are selling you snake oil. And it sounds good because you never heard it, and it's so tempting.
Yeah.
And the personalities are hitting home. You're like, ooh, I could listen to this person talk for 3 hours, Griff. I mean, not Griff. You know, that Griff is the one that you probably should listen to for 3 hours, because you're going to get a whole lot of game for free. Always.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, and Griff has put his number out there. It's not like you can't call Griff and talk to Griff for an hour or two. Mm-mm. You can, because I think when I reached out to you the first time we talked, it was like 45 minutes. And the next time we talked, it was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, and I talk and hear what people say, because that helps me understand what's in a person's heart, where they're trying to go, how to help them. A lot of these other trainers, and I'm not saying that they have to, but some of them, they're just not in a position to listen to you. Or even if they heard what was going on with you, they don't have an answer, because that's just not who they are. That's their life experience and all of that doesn't afford them to have an answer your problem. So why should I listen to you when I know that I don't have an answer? And I don't fault anybody for doing it. I'm just like, if what you do have really isn't for somebody, just let them know so they can go somewhere else. But if you tell them the truth, like you said earlier, then they don't make money. So I'm gonna teach you how to translate documents, I'm gonna teach you how to do RON, but you're not in a state that you can do that thing, I still want your money.
You know what kills me about all the RON training, to be honest?
All right.
Every platform's different.
Yeah.
So how are you getting general RON training?
I know.
Every single platform is different. That's, why would you pay for that?
That's crazy. That's crazy if you really think about it.
And that's why I did mine specifically on Dot Verify. I didn't even touch those other platforms. I ain't talk about them other ones. I was like, this is Dot Verify, this is how it worked. Boom. They're like, okay, we got it.
Also, that ChatGPT trainings that are out there, just go on YouTube. Seriously, just go on YouTube, find out what it's all about. Go to the website and play with it. You don't need to pay for training.
Yeah.
Straight up and down.
Yeah, save your money.
Yeah, I did it.
Save your money.
And I did a video about that too. Did a video on everything.
Save your money.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a video on what happens when you stub your toe while doing a notary assignment.
Griff, I know there's one video that you ain't do yet. You know what video that is? Google business profile.
Nah, you know what? I stay away from that one.
That's right, Griff.
I stay away from.
So what you could do, Griff, to help the Captivated Notary YouTube channel grow, you could do a 2-minute video that just has a link to my video. That would be awesome. I appreciate you. Thanks, Griff. Thanks for helping me build this. Oh, and for everybody that doesn't know, I'm not sure what platform you listen to us on. If you're not following the Captivated Notary on YouTube, please make sure that you do. If you prefer to listen to things on YouTube, I have started uploading the past episodes onto YouTube. So if YouTube is an easier medium for you to listen to throughout your day, go ahead and find the Captivated Notary. I think we're up to like episode 17 on there or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still we're getting new listeners there too. So
yeah. I've been hearing people been calling me. Yeah, I've been running across people been like, I've been listening to the podcast, been getting emails and you know,
that's good. Mm-hmm.
People are definitely
that's a good listening. Thing.
So my advice to y'all is to don't miss us on Tuesdays and check out the Notaries Unsealed podcast, because you ain't gonna find nothing else like it out there.
I'm serious. Nope. Ain't found it. Nothing else out there like
that. Not at all.
I'm
smelling myself a little bit, man. The podcast is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast is awesome, man.
Yeah.
Now, we've been recording every week since we started, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with this episode, we are actually tying Miss LaShawn from the Notary Institute. But I found another notary podcast out there that's got like 67 episodes. However, when I look at all of the notary podcasts that are out there, yes, that's something that I do. We have been the absolute most consistent podcast in the notary world ever.
Nice.
Ever. No weeks off. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No matter how early, no matter how late, no matter how hot or cold.
No matter if it's two of us, if it's one of us, or it's all of us, or we got a guest. You're going to get it. You're going to get something from us.
Yeah.
And not only that, not only have we been the most consistent, I'm pretty sure we've put out the most content because of the length of our podcast.
Yeah, because we average at least an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, you found the right one. We are them. Yeah. Okay? You were looking for the podcast. We are them. We are those guys.
Yeah. So, with that said, you know, don't forget to, you know, like and share the podcast as well. So, as always, we appreciate that. You know, share it on your social media.
Numbers are growing.
Platforms. You know, leave us a review on whichever platform that you're listening to.
Well, see, that's the thing that sucks. They can't do reviews on all the platforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we got a lot of people that listen on iHeart. They can't leave reviews. Spotify, you can't leave a review. However, if I choose to put like a question up or something like that, they can interact with us, but they just can't leave like a regular review.
Okay, got you. Makes sense.
Apple does allow it. But yeah, not all of the platforms allow you to leave a review. So please feel free to hit any one of us up. We always share what people say with each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you send it to Mathrin, just know you're sharing it with Griffin Q as well. You know, let us know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. You got anything else?
Ah, man, I'm good. I done got my docs printed for tomorrow. Starting to get sleepy. I'm good.
Yeah, it looked like you was dozing off over there.
Yeah, I did.
I saw you.
Mm-hmm. I was rubbing my hands and then my hands like...
Yeah, your head started bobbing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Griff, that's all you can fall asleep in his sentence. Just...
That's crazy.
All right. Matthew, you got anything else, man?
No, man. I think we did great, man. You know, again, we appreciate you all the support since day one. And those who've been supporting us since day one and the new listeners, we greatly appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, on that note, hey guys, love your life, love your business, and love yourselves. We out of here, baby. We know the reason sealed. Right, that was so underwhelming. Hey, we're gonna take the game over. We home now. We soldiers. Griff, Matherin, and Q the podcast. You can't hold us. Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word. Griff, Matherin, and Q. Yeah, we on a verse. So diverse with no rehearse. That's how we work. Authentic when we give it. If we said it, then we meant it. Not to be confused with other people's views. They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do. Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim. We in a whole different lane. Yeah. We know the reads unsealed. This my everyday life. We know the reads unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reads unsealed. Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic. Took the game over, we home now. We soldiers. Griff, Matherin, and Q the podcast. You can't hold us. We know the reads unsealed. We know the reads unsealed. This my everyday life.